My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, as the sexy talk between Davin and his scammer Belinda reach a sexy climax,
it stops dead in its tracks. Listen and see what happened.
Put your finger in a little further. You are tight. You are hot. Are you wet? Let me say goodnight before the credits run out. Sound asleep!
What?
What did she say?
The setup was, are you wet?
The punchline was, let me say goodnight before the credits run out. Sound asleep.
Now, we were having internet problems.
Who would think you get blue balls on the internet? You got blue balls on the internet.
Shut your ring.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I thought it was. It was quickly over.
She's like, night, night, peace.
Peace out. Peace out, Cub Scout.
I got my nail in my pussy, and we're done. Thank you. Good night. You've been an asshole. Now go do your comedy show and enjoy your bologna sandwich.
You'll need to see the chicken stub to the guy at the hut when you get out. Holy click. That's the way you close a show.
I'll be selling t-shirts in my vagina.
Now the chat says, I'm about to vomit beef stroganoff onto my Mac.
That's hot.
Yeah. I guess I'm right. Hey, wait a minute. Were you part of the Fat Horse Challenge?
Yeah, right.
No, Joe doesn't vomit.
Yeah, no, apparently not. Not on not on cue. Wow. So wait, she's doing it. She's back to her. She's back
I told you
to
it was real.
Because now all of a sudden she's doing the same shit she did before. As soon as it was getting too real, she's like, okay, I'm out.
Peace. Wow.
Done.
Banned. Leave the vagina. Banned
for wow. the vagina.
But I didn't even go clunkety clunker bangity bang.
You tried bangity bang, but nope, banned.
No,
that
no,
is
no,
hilarious.
I go... I go, but I failed. I did not even get you one orgasm. She goes, not wet yet. It would take a few minutes more. Believe me, I wanted to take longer. I wanted to do you right. She goes, I know, but the time wouldn't allow us that pleasure. I go, did you enjoy it? She goes, yeah. I go, have...
Now that she's not giving it around, is that dildo still around?
Joe's got a panda bear.
He's got a stuffed panda.
Yeah, my kid's panda. Put that down. It's one of my kid's toys.
This bamboo tastes a little fishy.
You're an asshole. You're ruining the children's toys.
Is that bear named Zombo?
Doesn't have a sticky thigh? I don't think so.
Oh, God. I can't believe there's a stuffed panda down here. That's hilarious.
Props.
We're giving props to our main man, Panda.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I go, have you ever done this before? She goes, never. I go, next time you take control. I want to know what goes on in your mind. I think you've gotten a glimpse into how I think. She goes, okay, that's cool by me. I go, I look forward to doing this with you. I have never done this either. Are you still there? Out. And that was that. All right, guys.
I totally want to hear her do the play-by-play.
Well, that's the goal. That's always the goal.
Oh, no. That's what I wanted. I don't want to hear you doing the sexy talk to her so much. I want to hear her.
I got
to
work to it, though. We've got.
I know. But now, see, turnabout is fair play. Now she's got to go, okay, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing to you. That's what I wanted.
You don't like my sexy talk? No good?
No. I thought you were doing fine. I think that.
You like her sexy talk better than my sexy talk.
No.
I write porn, damn it.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I pretend to be?
No, I'm not even sure anymore. No, you were doing fine. And the thing was that
no guy ever wants to hear after that. No, seriously, you were doing fine. It was a good try. No, seriously, it's fine. No, it's good. No, I'm happy too. It's fine. Yeah, I'm going to get a sandwich. Bye.
It happens to everybody once in a while.
Right. No, this happens to everybody. Adjectives don't matter. Spelling doesn't count. No, you don't have to use bigger words.
That's not what I meant. I meant, no, you were really talking her through it, and you were, you know, getting all the sexy talk down, and she's like, uh-huh, okay, go.
Peace.
Peace out.
Oh, look at the time.
Hilarious.
Even that would have been better.
But I think we established some things, besides all the sexy talk, which I thought... I honestly, when I did this, I was like, I don't even know if I should read this on the air, because does anybody want to hear this? That was my thought.
Oh, okay. Well, the beef stroganoff vomiting chat room person says no. But I think that other people...
Fuck off. Fuck off on your stroganoff. Yeah, jerk off.
I don't understand. Somebody else in the chat says, that's called edging.
What's edging?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
You want to explain the numbers 845-986-8804. I don't know what edging is. I thought it was blue balls.
Oh,
I think that's the other term for it. I think that's what the kids call it.
Joe Padula is in. He says, "Pip, stop cock blocking and let that man get fake laid."
Thank you, Sergeant Padula.
And what is edging?
What is it, like hedging? Do I need a Mexican again?
I don't know.
I think it's the new, it's the, for like blue balls, what the kids say for blue balls.
Maybe. But I also established with her that I am, like I said before, I'm smarter now.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of grilled her a little bit.
Oh, you didn't get to grill her. She said stop.
No, drill. I didn't get to drill her.
Oh, you got to grill her, though. Yes, that's true.
But I thought that was a nice sandwich in between the sexy talk.
Yeah, no, that was good because...
I think we forwarded things.
It's like a little bit of both because now you're pushing forward the agenda of, okay, we're going to be really intimate now. Mm-hmm. And also saying...
Pip needs her stories.
Yeah, I do. Okay, thank you. Edging is when someone is just about to come and they aren't allowed to.
Oh, it's marriage. Why don't you just say so? Stop it. You're waking me up.
Stop it.
It's like Joe on a wedding date. Come on that leg. Wake her up. I better leave. I got to get to work. No time for a sock. Well, your thigh will do nicely.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.